Welcome back. I'm Simon Severino, your personal business coach. And today I want to help you make your sales less volatile and more repeatable. Because one thing that you all guys are reporting is, oops, Simon, sales is getting harder. It takes me more meetings. It takes me longer from awareness to closing a deal. It takes so long. What can I do? What can we as a team do? My people are starting to get demotivated. I don't want to lose my people. Simon, what can I do? So it's happening. It's really happening. Sales cycles are getting longer for multiple reasons. Some of them are market related, supply chain related, and some of them we can change. So let's look at the part that is in our control, is the language that we use, how we start the sales call, how we structure the middle of the sales call, and how we end the sales call. So let me share with you two things that you can do. First of all, you have to pick a sales model. Whatever the sales model is, you don't have to pick ours. You have to pick one. So Google some sales models, find the one that speaks to you, and when you have that, really stick to it. I will show you one and how to stick to it and how we use it. This might be the one that resonates with you. If so, I'm happy to help. So we use the 8 steps of the repeatable sales. Step number one is visualizing. And you know, every week I get 5 to 7 sales recordings from you guys. With Simon, this is what happened. I didn't close the deal. What can I improve next time? So there are typical patterns in there, and those typical patterns and what to do, I've baked into the model over the last 21 years of coaching you guys. These are the things that we also do, and I'm sharing them. You can download this directly for free on Twitter. At Simon Severino, get the repeatable sales template. Now, what's in there? Let's look into it. So, step one is visualizing. If you don't visualize their exact words, they have no reason to trust you, and especially if it's a cold situation, and most of prospecting is cold. So, why should they listen to you? They don't even want to talk to a salesperson. 70% of millennials don't want to talk to a salesperson. They prefer to just Google stuff, to make their own research, to make their own decision. They don't want to talk to a salesperson because they don't trust salespeople. They trust more engineers, developers than salespeople, because those people, at least they build stuff, they know what they're doing. While salespeople are associated with being pushy and just trying to sell you a used car. So they don't want to talk to salespeople. It starts with a low trust situation. I don't know you. I don't trust you. Maybe I don't even like you. Why would I move forward? That's why it's important to visualize. When you visualize, you show them that you're actually listening. You show them that you care. And they can feel safe and understood. The basic human need is to be seen, to be heard, and to be understood. If you do this in step one, that can take a couple of seconds or a couple of minutes, then you can move to stage two. Stage two is when they tell you not just the symptom, but actually also the emotional connection. So, hey, Simon, I need help with my sales. Why? I don't move to step three before I hear the emotional connection. I say, okay, what happens if you don't find what you're looking for? My company's at risk. And how does it feel if your company's at risk? I sleep badly. I might lose people. I start being afraid. Okay, and what have you tried? And have you given up trying? So this is a series of questions that you can use to get to the emotional, to the body-to-body connection. Because if you don't have the emotional connection to the problem, that we call their frustration, their current main frustration. There is no reason to move forward to step three. And most of your recordings, guys, when they hear the frustration, they immediately jump into solving. Some of you, 10% of you, they even start with the presentation. That's an absolute mistake. That's a beginner mistake or a very old school way of selling. Forget that. We have established that people want a safe space where they are heard, seen, and understood. If you start with a presentation, you're just hearing, feeling, understanding yourself. And you are showing that they should actually hang up on you. So, frustration. And when we have that on the body level, now we move to the next. How important is this to you from 1 to 10? If it's above 9, you can continue. If it's below 7, you can say, is this important enough? Because when we start working, and you know, my team is at importance level 10 and your team is at importance level 7, we will have a problem. So do we want that problem? How will we deal with that problem? And after solving the importance level 3, you move to the cost of inaction. What happens if nothing happens? This is something that I have learned from Professor Christensen, Clayton Christensen. He was teaching innovation class, and he showed that if you do nothing, you expect everything stays the same. But the reality is, if you do nothing, stuff gets worse, performance goes down. So if you want things to be the same next year, you better improve stuff this year, because then actually the status quo will say so. If you don't improve your sales technique, your sales processes, your sales material, your sales will go down. It will not stay the same. And this is what many of you right now are experiencing. We had some pretty fat, good years where it was easy to sell and the market was full of liquidity. Some of us, we became complacent. We did not innovate. We did not work on our sales processes, sales technique, sales material. And what happened is that the pipeline dried up. So that's why we are working, and that's why this video is happening right now. We are at step 4, and then we move to step 5, the deliverables, the scope of work, and then step 6, the investment. Now, we prefer not to talk costs, because if you have a good offer either helps them reduce costs, which is an investment, or it helps them increase sales, which is an investment. It has a high return on investment. Or it helps them gain market shares, which is also an investment. Lower return short term, but higher return long term. So you either reduce costs, increase sales, or increase market shares. And those three things, they aren't costs. Cost is something, you know, you pay for a burger, you eat the burger, burger is gone. An investment, you invest into something that will create a higher return than what you have put in there. So you are creating value and you are creating wealth long term. From 6 to 7, when will we start? How will the onboarding be? And then at 7, you start sharing the statement of work that you have been visualizing all the time from step 1. But now you put it into the formal contract, which is usually a statement of work, SOW. And this statement of work, you co-create with them. In complex, big deals above $1 million with larger enterprises, you will have to do multiple rounds. You have 4 buyers, the executive buyer, economic buyer, technical buyer, and user buyer. So you will have to start co-creating this and then invite the other 3 into the next rounds and finish co-creating it with them. They will also bring some of their compliance standards and some things that they want to have into that contract. So that's again co-creation, and after those rounds they will sign a multimillion deal. So we're talking here maybe months of a sales cycle for large deals. And if you are selling to business owners who can decide on their own without involving four other people, you can do this whole thing in 2 days to 2 weeks. These are the 8 steps of the repeatable sales. I hope this could bring some clarity into one specific thing you can do this week to make your sales more repeatable. First, don't do those mistakes that we just went through. Second, pick a sales model and start practicing that. If you want a sprint coach, I know very good coaches and I'm happy to bring you together with them. If you want this tool, I have just shared that on X, on Twitter, at Simon Severino is where you can find it. Have a great day. Let me know what you need in the comments and I'm happy to do a deep dive video on that. Have a great week. Keep rolling.